It's back to the future for the Murray-Darling Agreement. The three-state fight over water is on again. The states and Commonwealth struck an agreement on managing the Murray-Darling in March last year, but three of the states may now be headed for the courts. New South Wales has slapped a ban on further buybacks of water entitlements. South Australia is accusing Victoria of being recalcitrant. In the middle is the federal government, still hoping to negotiate its way through the mess. Chief political correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports.
Last night, the Climate Change and Water Minister, Penny Wong, was trying to keep her spirits up during a long Senate estimates hearing.
Sorry, I'm illegally eating chocolate.
Share.
It's not hot enough for everybody.
But it didn't help.
It's because you're playing political games with it and you're being hypocritical.
I asked what the hold-up was, Minister, and that's not an unreasonable question.
Have you managed to get Senator Ms Stone to agree to water purchasing?
That stoush in the hearing room happened at the same time as a stoush with the New South Wales government over water buybacks was also erupting. Yesterday, in the morning, cool and calm along the banks of the Murrumbidgee, Senator Wong and the Prime Minister announced Australia's largest ever water buyback, 240 gigalitres of entitlements from properties in New South Wales at a cost of $300 million. But the big numbers didn't impress New South Wales, and the state slapped an embargo on environmental water training with a view to banning any future water buybacks. The Premier, Nathan Rees, says his state is doing all the heavy lifting on buybacks, and that needs to change.
The irrigation and farming and rural communities in New South Wales have borne a disproportionate share of these buybacks. We're pressing pause until we get a fairer outcome south of New South Wales.
That pause has thrown negotiations on buybacks already underway, such as those being facilitated by the Deniliquin-based company Murray Irrigation Limited, into doubt. The University of Adelaide's professor and member of the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists, Mike Young, says it would be gut-wrenching for those looking at selling their water entitlements to have politics intervene.
This is unfair on the communities and the people involved. These are very difficult decisions.
A local councillor from Deniliquin and a former rice farmer, Peter Connell, says it's frustrating and it doesn't help with what is already a difficult situation for farmers in the area and those businesses that support them.
They've got their chequebook at the bottom of a 44-gallon drum covered with cement because they just can't spend money.
The South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon, who's campaigned on better help for the Murray-Darling, says the federal government has to step in.
New South Wales has done the wrong thing because Victoria's been doing the wrong thing. So now's the time for the federal government to use the powers that it has under the Constitution and have a full federal takeover of the Murray-Darling Basin.
The Prime Minister believes there's still room for negotiation.
We will work with any possible part of the country that is open to further negotiations on the buyback of water entitlements in order to take the pressure off the system overall.
And Senator Wong has told ABC Radio in Adelaide that an immediate takeover isn't on her agenda.
A complete takeover of the rivers would probably mean that we would end up in legal dispute with the states for a significant period.
But a legal dispute is likely anyway. The pressure is now falling on Victoria and its cap on the permanent trade of water entitlements out of any district. The South Australian Premier Mike Rann says he's proceeding with a foreshadowed High Court challenge against what he calls a recalcitrant Victoria.
We will take Victoria to the High Court. You can't have a borderless river if there are caps on trade.
The New South Wales Premier, Nathan Rees, says he supports South Australia's view and may back the legal challenge.
I said to Premier Rann earlier today that we will give consideration to joining the High Court action.
Back in the more workmanlike atmosphere of Senate estimates, Senator Wong was having another difficult day, especially when the Greens leader Bob Brown forced her and her bureaucrats to acknowledge that a forecast in a Prime Ministerial press release saying 25% cuts in greenhouse gas emissions could stabilise levels of carbon dioxide by mid this century was out by nearly 100 years.
I have explained that. I have taken responsibility for
it. But it's
Well, Senator, I have taken responsibility for that mistake.
You have not told the committee why the Prime Minister or yourself has not informed the nation that that was a monumental mistake.
She couldn't say if or when Mr Rudd was told about the error. Perhaps oblivious, Mr Rudd was dealing with a different question of cementing his government's place in history, in this case applying a plaque or a sign at thousands of schools and potentially hundreds of community, road, rail and port projects. Nearly $4 million will be spent on permanently marking the government's stimulus spending on schools, and there may be more for other projects. At least, Mr Rudd told Melbourne Radio 3AW, the federal government's not making parents raise the funds to pay for them.
In previous times,
that the parent bodies attached to schools, in certain circumstances, when building enhancements would occur, would be asked themselves to actually fork up for a plaque or whatever. We don't think that's the right thing to do.
No concession, though, that they might not be needed at all.
Lyndall Curtis.